AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. The head of the EPA is heading to Palestine, Ohio today to address concerns over toxic chemicals that spilled and were burned following a train derailment earlier this month. Our Donna Warder reports on a town hall meeting last night.
Kathy Dyke lives in nearby Negley.
This is so much bigger than just it in the water. Our environment, our wildlife animals, our farmers that have to till their soil.
New Waterford resident Danielle Deal says so far she has not been happy with the answers she's getting.
It was just a big runaround.
State officials are insisting that testing has shown that the local air is safe and that air and water monitoring would continue. I'm Donna Warder.
There was a shooting at a mall in El Paso, Texas. One person died and three were injured. Police say they do have two suspects in custody. Russia's launched an overnight barrage of missiles into Ukraine, hitting targets in the north, west, south, east, and central areas of the country. There had been concerns of a ramp-up as the war approaches its one-year anniversary. NATO's leader Jens Stoltenberg is thanking allies for additional military aid,
including more heavy weapons and military training. This is critical. Ukraine has a window of opportunity to tip the balance.
A helicopter crash in Alabama claimed the lives of two members of the Tennessee National Guard during a training flight yesterday. 19-year-old Peyton Gendron is due today in a federal court in Buffalo, New York, for a hearing into the charges that he faces from last year's massacre at a top supermarket. Yesterday, at a state sentencing hearing, victims' relatives got to address the white supremacist.
You will be herded like cattle. You will be shut away from the world.
This is AP News. Former Twitter executives grilled by a congressional committee deny that there was pressure to block a story about President Biden's son Hunter and his laptop.
House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer says the story was in the New York Post.
Twitter censorship of a news article that shed light on Joe Biden's involvement in his family's suspicious business deal.
Former Twitter head of trust and safety, Yoel Roth, says they were worried about a cyber attack on a presidential election.
I believe Twitter erred in this case because we wanted to avoid repeating the mistakes of 2016.
New York Democrat Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez says the committee could be talking about health care, civil rights, voting rights.
But instead, we're talking about Hunter Biden's half-fake laptop story.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
The investigation into President Biden's handling of classified documents before he ran for the White House has led to an FBI search at the University of Delaware. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to six guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.